Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love. This is our New Year's show. We're going to be talking about the highlights of 2009 and the portents for 2010. In other words, the momentums from 2009, the highlights as they carry forth, and what they portend. What is the foresight that you can get out of an understanding of where we're coming from and in the process where we're going. So I hope you're listening now and in the future, those who are listening to the show. I'm going to have links to the show archives that will reference this article that's on the Cosmic Love homepage. It's after down a ways. You can see after where I sign off and say enjoy the show, there is a link, and you can read that link, and then I'll be going through that largely today and using that as a point of reference to key into these highlights of 2009 and what that portends for 2010. So let me begin by saying congratulations. You are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only ensures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is a time to remember. And that's a quote from Dr. Christine Page. I thought it was appropriate to begin the show with this because this is an amazing time, and everyone does have a unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. I can't emphasize that enough. Be going into that with these highlights, past and future. And I'd like to preface these show comments with a little orientation to the highlights, the understanding of the highlights of this last year, with a frame of reference for those highlights that would be full spectrum conscience, the co-creation opportunity, how we co-create with full spectrum conscience. And on that web link that I gave you at the bottom of that, or down in the Cosmic Love webpage, you can pull it up perhaps in a separate window while you're listening to the show. But at the same time, you don't want to break the link while you're listening to the show. And you can read that later, perhaps. But I'll be going through this a little bit of an introductory understanding to this full-spectrum conscience. And the way I do that is with basically an explanation of five-dimensional consciousness and these dimensions. How those dimensions frame an understanding of, with these five dimensions of consciousness, the five, might say, different color rays of the spectrum, and how they together frame full spectrum conscience. And it's not really an abstract concept. We all know that the white light is a composite of all the bands of the color spectrum. And all bands of the perceptual spectrum co-create with a holy whole that is synergistically greater than the sum of the separate bands of light. And that whole is the white light as a full spectrum conscience of a Christ-like, Buddhic, or otherwise enlightened nature. More light. Highlights of 2009 and more light for 2010. Now, I'll be going into, like I said, what was the real significators of 2009, real significators in terms of understanding what's going on with the revolution of higher consciousness and the collective consciousness of humanity, and really key signposts on the road, understanding things that happened this last year that are really essential to understanding what is happening in the collective consciousness of humanity at this really unique time. So to appreciate this accelerating shift in consciousness, you might say, it's good to understand light language as the five-dimensional components to the capstone consciousness, full-spectrum consciousness. The components to the capstone is the different rays of consciousness that make the full-spectrum white light, you might say. And this is really something that's happening in the collective consciousness right now. There's a thinning of the veil, and that understanding of what that means, a thinning of the veil, is something I'm going to go into. It's not what you might think. And it's really important to understand that our process, you might say, the processing we're doing at this time, is releasing the emotional charge latent in subconscious fears as we become more conscious of how we are conscious. The original literal meaning of apocalypse, which is the Greek word, is not destruction, but lifting of the veil. And this is sometimes referred to as thinning of the veil or as revelation, the disclosure of secrets hidden from the majority of humanity. And that understanding actually came from, and a quote in that regard, came from Dr. Stan Grof, who's a revolutionary psychiatrist with more than 50 years of experience researching the healing and transformative potential of non-ordinary states of consciousness. And he's one of the founders and chief theoreticians of transpersonal psychology. And he uses that reference to the original meaning of apocalypse, which the Greek words for that, in regard to this process that's going on now with the thinning or the lifting of the veil. And this is what's going on the 2011 timeline. Some people refer to it as the 2012 timeline, but I'll be going into how the actual end date of the Mayan calendar is winter solstice in 2011. Which will be interesting to a lot of you. There's a link on the article that I've provided on the Cosmic Love webpage. And you can look at that link, and it provides an article from that link that goes into the timeline through 2011 and why the original understanding of 2012 was updated as the experts on the Mayan calendar collaborated in understanding these convergence of cycles. And I'll be going into that more. But again, back to kind of the preface to this larger understanding is this understanding of the different rays, you might say, the different dimensions and the orientation of this dimensional orientation to this consciousness shift. And we have a blue ray, a gold ray, a pink ray, a green ray, and a high-frequency violet ray as five dimensions. And the graphics that are provided on the website with the link in the article that I provided on the Cosmic Love webpage goes into this more, this understanding of these different dimensions as a preface to understanding the revolution in consciousness as a dimensional shift of a five-dimensional nature. And this five-dimensional understanding is escaped many people. And this is a way to keep it simple, make it simple, and basically frame an understanding of these dimensions to, you might say, the four sides of the pyramid and the capstone conscience of that pyramid of self and civilization. So, without getting too abstract, you can read that on the link I've provided. And I'm going to go into more now on the general overview, highlights of 2009 and the portents for 2010. So, the gifts of 2009 really have been many, all things considered. To count one's blessings in this regard is to reflect on the highlights of the past as will illumine encouraging opportunities for 2010. And it's an attitude of gratitude in the present that gifts the future by releasing the emotional charge latent in subconscious fears. And I'm going to reference this concept again by orienting the concept of our subconscious momentums from the past are like a latent image that is exposed and developed in the present by what we call consciousness. And consciousness is a function of not just the momentums of the unconscious and the subconscious, but also the super, what we aspire to, as you might say, the superconscious. And this relationship of these dimensions of consciousness is what I was referring to before, is the five-dimensional awareness. When they are, and this five-dimensional awareness is qualified by an integration, you might say, of these different dimensions with a fully present consciousness. And again, you can look at the concept of being conscious as when the mind is in a meditative still mode, it reflects the superconscious, like the heavens, like the waters of a still mountain lake, will reflect the mountains around it and reflect the heavens like a mirror. You might say that's the superconscious. It's like the reflection of our aspirations, what we aspire to be, the aspiration of the divine in terms of our God-given gifts and talents, our divine destiny, and the aspiration to reflect and perfect that inner consciousness. But at the same time, when the you might say the waters of the consciousness are still, it not only reflects the heavens, but like a still mountain lake, you can look through the surface into the subconscious. You can see the fish swimming around. You can see the momentums of thought. We are what we think. We become what we thought. And you can see those momentums. You can meditate on them and follow them. And you can also see through to the unconscious, you might say. You can see through to the lake bed. You can see the deep structure below consciousness. That is the formative chalice, you might say, for consciousness. That's kind of a metaphoric orientation to what I'm going to be going into in larger depth here. So I'm referring to, in general, 2010, the portents, as a new dawn at the cusp of Aquarius, which is rapidly initiating a revelation revolution in the consciousness of global humanity. People are waking up. The veil is thinning. Luminaries worldwide are waking from the former prevailing paradigm paralysis as though from the dark night of the soul. And the world's leading experts of the Mayan calendar are meeting here in January at the Prophets Conference down in Mexico. And they're going to be discussing these portents for this timeline into winter solstice 2011 and what is going on in the collective consciousness and humanity. And one way to tune into that is the understanding of the power of the prayer field that's being created by those who have expectation and anticipation of more light to come. And that expectation and anticipation creates a prayer field. And that prayer field is not seldom the prelude of that revelation as a self-fulfilling prophecy, especially when it is ordained by the reason for the Aquarian Age season of freedom in universal love, the Aquarian Age attribute that people who have studied astrology, psychology, understand that the distinguishing characteristics of the Aquarian Age will be freedom in universal love. So the future is what we make it, and the greater one's prevailing awareness of a future that we all aspire to, the more likely that such a future will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I'm going to be going into this now reflecting and perfecting on the gifts of opportunity for the new year. One of the best gifts of the last year has been an understanding what to expect on the 2011 timeline, the real Mayan calendar end date. And those who are listening now and or listening to archives later, you'll see on the archive page in the Cosmic Love webpage now a link to the real Mayan calendar end date and an article by one of the leading experts on the Mayan calendar. A brilliant article, and this understanding of what's going on. There's a huge interest right now, and it's important to understand that nothing is foreordained or etched in stone because mankind has free will, so anything is possible. And a new dispensation of consciousness is ordained for this time. And that consciousness shift is of a change of a magnitude that ignorance fears to conceive. 2012 is now on everyone's mind. The release of the Roland Emmerich's film 2012, for those of you who saw it or saw the movie trailers on it, it has popularized this date on a planetary scale. And as I said, it's you can move that date up a year. That's one thing that you can get out of this show today, that really we're looking at Winter Solstice 2011. And realize that the 2012 date was originally introduced by José Argelis. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but he introduced the date 2012 in mass consciousness with his books and teachings. And he also has updated the Mayan long count end date to 2011 along with other experts in the meantime. But the question for a lot of people is, are we talking about the end times or a new beginning? And that's an important subject to understand. The great cycles converging now may well portend the end of the world as we have known it, but that's a world dominated by violence, greed, and corrupt institutions whose love of power has eclipsed the power of love, largely. Instead of predicting a physical destruction of the material world, the prophecy may refer actually to death and rebirth as a mass inner transformation that resurrects the power of love and the prevailing conscience of the family of man. In other words, we're really talking about a process of change that fear and ignorance can't conceive and won't go there. But the real story here is that shift happens. Shift as in S-H-I-F-T. Most people, now here's the bugaboo. Most people have change blindness. Now that's a proven psychological phenomena that is explained well in a short YouTube video that I provide in a link in the article on the Cosmic Love webpage. And a lot of people don't realize how the shift to a new consciousness is accelerating. And it's through to winter solstice of 2011, when a great cycle will culminate five cycles of 5,125 years. Now, this is mind-blowing to modern science. Most people just can't get their head around it, how the Mayan calendar has been extraordinarily accurate. And those dates, given to the Mayans about 25 centuries ago, speak of this time when our solar system spirals into the galactic plane of the Milky Way galaxy. A unique alignment with the galactic field, a field that is like a beam that's radiating forth from the great central sun at the heart of the galaxy. If you've seen pictures of galaxies and renditions of the Milky Way galaxy. It's like a saucer with a great central sun in the middle and an alignment of galaxies within, including our galaxies, within this galactic plane. And our galaxy, this galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, our solar system has been spiraling into that galactic plane more directly in direct alignment with these energies in the saucer over a 25 century period, five cycles of about 5,125 years. Now, this understanding this galactic field, this energy field in this giant saucer, you might say, it's not a battlefield. It's a unified field of enlightened conscience that has previously existed beyond our limited sense of reality. And the pure intention of the new emerging currency of conscience is the universal urge to unite, you might say, by the gold standard of conscience. So basically, the emerging blueprint for a golden age is a function of the field. Some people would call it a prayer field. Some people would call it a resonance with the unified field of a galactic scale. And there's a quote by Louise Hay that really says it metaphorically, because there's hardly any other way you can understand the consciousness shift that's really going on with this unified field of enlightened consciousness that's accelerating. And she says, be ready for love when it does come. Prepare the field and be ready to nourish love. Be loving and you will be lovable. Be open and receptive to love. So preparing the field in one's own consciousness, relationships with others, the morphogenic grid of energies with all humans, heart to heart, in a nonlinear collective field of consciousness and the morphic grids of the earth, you know, the whole world, the energy grids of the earth as they resonate with the energy grids of the universe and specific and our Milky Way galaxy in particular. This is what's going on here. So, and there's another quote I like from Rumi. Rumi's one of my favorite poets. He says, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field, and I'll meet you there. Rumi, the poet of love. So we're really talking about, with this galactic field, this beam that radiates from the great central sun at the heart of our galaxy, there's an aligning process going on that's creating a unified field of intelligence. I'm going to go into that a little bit, what this intelligence is and what it portends for 2010. You might say that this new dimensional shift, and I'm using that word dimension a lot, and I provide graphics on the website link that goes into the dimensional orientation of these five dimensions that are coming into play and being activated, you might say. This new dimensional shift will translate to different unified field experiences for different souls, but it has certain initiations or testings that will be common to all souls. The business of evolution is about to take a quantum leap with this new currency of conscience at the heart of not just the next economy, but the next systems of government, the next media, the next healthcare system, all our social, political, and economic institutions. We're talking about quantum shift of a major nature here from the inside out. So you might say that Earth is getting charged with a light that is truly galactic in scale, intelligent in nature, and challenging in its repolarizing effect on the ego's prevailing paradigm paralysis. Mass awakening changes everything. There's no going back to conscience-challenged support of institutionalized ignorance and the organized greed that profits from war and disease. That's insanely retro. Who with a well-rounded consciousness would want that? Well, and the point is, we all have a choice now. And that choice was gifted in 2009. Those were the highlights, if you were paying attention. And if you haven't unwrapped that gift yet, we're going to go into it now. So pay attention with pure intention, you might say. There will be no security for any of us without pure intention of, by, and for all of us. An unprecedented win-win that has one singular characteristic. And that would be linking the light of global netizens, world citizens, in a new, all-connected, instant everywhere, and interactive internet at the heart of our DNA, a wholly new web of light changing the fabric of space-time and our consciousness thereof. So those who don't connect the dots to the big picture of the big shift, the majority with change blindness will not see the natural progression of the computer internet revolution to the internet revolution. What's going on in our DNA? What's going on from the inside out? This virtual revolution in higher consciousness. A lot of people won't see it until it goes mainstream in our social networks. For a lot of people, it will be like trying to understand someone's explanation of the internet before the internet. I mean, most people before the internet, if you talked about how the internet would change the world or what it would be and what it would look like, people would say you were crazy. I mean, but in this case, the dynamics of conscious evolution are shape-shifting our DNA with frequencies of a divine harmony and a divine order that pioneer the last frontier of cyberspace, which is inner space. In other words, there's a relationship on the inner to what we see on the outer with the computer internet revolution. And the way it's shifting on the inner with our DNA and with our consciousness, this is being outpictured with an evolution of social conscience in our social networks, the internet, the World Wide Web, the web of light and consciousness, you might say. So enlightened souls understand that there's no good reason for self-destruction of global civility. The civilization that continues to create and manage war and disease for profit while expecting different results is suffering from collective insanity. But that too shall pass, and soon. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying there's not going to be some disruption in our core institutions. What I'm saying is that collective sanity and mass healing is our divine destiny. And the evolutionary ascent of the family of man is on the threshold of a systemic global revolution in conscience. Those who are conscientious in their pure intention to pay attention to the future ordained for this unprecedented time will be empowered to make a difference with the power of choice to help establish the emerging blueprint for a golden age. And we're also talking about being empowered to make a difference with the establishing of their own emerging blueprint, their own divine destiny, each one fulfilling their highest and best. And how that will work from the inside out, how that's happening. Obviously, the greatest power we have is an optimal free will choice. The power of love derives from an ethics of love. And this would be the gifting of Christ-like mass awakening that is forgiving, not forgetting. This is the genesis of a wholly new conscience that's in process. Some people are waking up faster than others. A lot of people are having all kinds of gifts of the Holy Spirit as far as what I call effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. And a lot of people are experiencing no time. They're transcending a sense of time. They're and space and locality, and they're getting into more of what's going into in the collective consciousness that's resonating more with their individual consciousness and hitting smack up right up against their egos. This is an interesting process. It's good to understand this. I'm going to go into this a little bit. So as our solar system moves into this new field of the galactic plane, a cosmic intelligence of a higher power is matriculating the matrix of energies for conscious awakening to the full portents, you might say, cosmic love in ways that our primitive sciences have yet to grasp. In the collective unconscious of humanity, a higher power is geometrizing the fractal nature of our DNA with the God codes, the source codes, the geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, God codes. These are the fractal laws framing divine order. Those who study fractals and the fractal laws of nature and the fractal laws of the universe, this is what's going on in the collective unconscious of humanity. There's this higher power geometrizing the fractal nature of our DNA with the God codes. Science has revealed that 90% of what we call junk DNA is actually, what they used to call junk DNA is actually like tuning fork transceivers that receive subtle energies from cosmos, which resonate into the DNA blueprint of the whole body. Now, we all know that the DNA is the blueprint for every cell of the body, setting the matrix for resonance with all of life processes. We shape our DNA with our emotions, and then our DNA shapes our physiology and our health. And there's a reference with a link on this that goes into the science of this that's really quite amazing. Well, the same thing is going on, you might say, with the subtle energy and motions or emotions of the galaxy. It's resonating with our DNA. And there's science, and I give a reference to this and a link on this. There's science that backs up this understanding of this is affecting our DNA. The evolution of life and consciousness on Earth has naturally evolved with the resonant frequencies of this cosmic intelligence as can be well understood in a series of short YouTube videos, which a profound lecture that I've discovered this last year, and it's probably the most extraordinary lecture I've heard of the last year. I'm talking about highlights of 2009. If you can watch that YouTube video, and I provided the link on the website and the Cosmic Love webpage. This explains what's going on in the collective subconscious of humanity and how a higher power of cosmos, of the universe, our galaxy is providing, you might say, a spark of intelligence, a divine spark that transcends the ego's fear of death that has preferred fear-based ignorance and selfishness at the expense of kind men among mankind, you might say. So this is a huge revelation highlight of the year 2009, that the highly decentralized nature of the instant everywhere and interactive internet is culturing a new social conscience like clockwork it's like cosmic clockwork. These cycles are coming to a head, you might say. They're coming to fruition, to fulfillment. And yes, it's challenging the collective ego in all our highly centralized, self-serving institutions as never before. That collective ego has co-opted core institutions for profit and control by a relative few at the expense of the social purpose for which our social institutions were created. So this brings us to the dynamics in the prevailing conscious awareness of humanity now. A higher wisdom is magnifying a pure intention for our focused attention on the business of evolutionary ascension along more enlightened lines that frame the emerging blueprint for global civility. Global citizens, or I call them netizens worldwide, have been experiencing this process. And you can go into more specifics on this process on that link that I provided on the Cosmic Love webpage. That link is specifically heartcom.org, www.heartcom.org/2010foresight.htm. And that heartcom.org is heartcom.org/2010foresight.htm. And you need to, it's all small letters except for the F in foresight, and that's a capital F. And if you go to that link, which is again on the Cosmic Love webpage, and you can, this goes into much more detail, much more depth on the new conscience that's emerging, links to articles, lectures. There's virtually the equivalent of a book online. You can be selective in what you read, but it is specifically focusing on the highlights of 2009 and the portents for 2010. So I hope you enjoyed listening to the show, and I'm going to have a little meditation now, and hope to see you again in a couple weeks, and God bless you all in the next year. More light, less darkness. God bless. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens global citizens hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.